It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
Not great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street, a great awakening. The dark light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Saturday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. These broadcasts each day are produced by Michael Sean Bourne. And so delighted to have you listening on this Saturday all week long. All week long, we've been focusing on the prophetic, and I shared on Monday a number of prophetic words that the Holy Spirit has given me over the years, and we also had some other prophetic words given every day, and we'll conclude today with a prophetic words, prophecies given by John Kilpatrick and Alice Criswell from England. And I know that these are going to bless you. So prophetic words are to share what is going to happen in the future. Of course, we know in part, prophesy in part. And so it could be a now word, a future word, a confirming word, or a new word. And we will be playing those prophetic words. But first of all, today we want to pray for the tragedy that has happened in Charleston, South Carolina, at the AME church there, and we're going to pray and believe God that the Holy Spirit is going to work in this situation. And we know that this shooting was not just racially motivated, but this was a demonic attack. A young man who was apparently instructed by demonic forces, motivated by satanic forces. And we don't believe this is just a war on black people, although there's racial tension in our nation, we declare. But this is a war on the church, on Christianity. And we're going to pray today for the members of these individuals, the family members of these individuals that were killed at the AMA church in Charleston. We're going to pray for the members of that congregation. We're going to pray for the city of Charleston. And this is another reason why we're praying for revival in America, because we know that Satan has come down in great wrath, knowing he has but a short time to work. And so, Father, we pray for this broadcast today, on this last broadcast of our prophetic week. And we pray that you will anoint the broadcast on this Saturday as we come into your presence by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. And Father God, we lift up this congregation in Charleston, South Carolina, to you today, the AMA Church. And we lift up the pastor's family that was killed. And we also lift up the other family members of these individuals that were shot on Wednesday night. And we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we know that these nine are present with the Lord at this very moment. But we that are left, we grieve, particularly the family. We lift them up. We lift up the members of that church, the congregation that's lost their pastor. And we pray for the city of Charleston, South Carolina. We come against all racial tensions in this nation. We bind the spirit of hatred, the spirit of murder, and we bind every satanic force that has come against the church to make the church fear, feeling there is no safe place and their lives are endangered if they come to the house of God. And we know this is a plot of the enemy. This is a plot of Satan, and we bind that plot in Jesus' name. So we pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, for this church, this city, these family members, and we pray also for this young man that took the lives of these incredible men and women of God. We pray for him. We pray that he will come to know you, Lord. We pray for his family as the national spotlight is turned on them. We pray in Jesus' name for this family. We pray in Jesus' name as further details are being released all the time, but we pray concerning what we know in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We also pray today for the family of Mackenzie Horton, who we've been requesting prayer for a number of weeks and months. She's a member of a longtime family acquaintance that we've known. We used to be her grandparents and great-grandparents' pastor way back in Rush Springs, Oklahoma. So, Father, we know that Mackenzie has been healed. She has been healed in heaven. And sometimes we get healed on earth, and sometimes we get healed in heaven. And I know there's a lot of people that don't understand a lot about that, a lot about healing and death, and we know that people's faith can be challenged. I'm going to come back in just a moment. I'm going to pray concerning this situation. So you hang on, if you will, okay? I'll be right back. Here's my spiritual grandson, Leland. He's going to sing about the Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Spirit. Leland and I will be ministering together in Austin, the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering, July 19th, 20th, and 21st. And we'll be ministering together as well as a number of young preachers who will be preaching, prophesying, leading prayer. It's going to be a great time. Make plans to come to Austin, the beautiful city of Austin, July 19th through 21st at Jubilee Christian Center. Here is Leland. Holy Spirit, have your way.
Long after the tears fall, I'm still your child. I put down my defenses, lay down my pride. Love and forgiveness flow deep and wide, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is to give my life away to you. All that I need, all that I seek is you. Of ages is standing strong. I'm fighting battles, but the war is won, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy
Leland. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. Great song written by Leland Mooring. And I'm so thankful to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And before we have some prophetic words here on this Saturday, we're praying for some special needs. We've been praying for the AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. Praying today for the family of Mackenzie Horton, who's gone to be with heaven. And a number of you have been praying for several months for Mackenzie's miracle, a little 13-year-old girl from Oklahoma. And her family is wonderfully connected to Gene and I. And it's kind of a sad situation in the realm of the natural because Mackenzie's mom, Brandy, also lost her husband a few short years ago as a volunteer fireman fighting a fire. and the fire got out of control. He died later in a hospital, just a young man. So this family's had lots of tragedy. So we pray for the Horton family, the Pittman family in Oklahoma there, our dear friends. We pray that the Holy Spirit would comfort them in Jesus' name. They've been standing for a long time for Mackenzie's miracle. She just turned 13, and she went to be with the Lord several hours ago. And, you know, they were proclaiming that Mackenzie was going to have a miracle. She was going to be healed. People all across America, the nations of the world, were praying. And so, you know, what happens when we pray and someone, they die, even though we had faith that they were going to live. And this is a question that so many, many people ask, particularly in the 49 years that I've been in the ministry. It's an often asked question because we do believe that Jesus is our healer, and we believe in praying for the sick, and everybody does not get healed on earth. Some people get healed in heaven. And my mother was a very godly woman, and my mother-in-law was a very godly woman. Both of them did not get healed on earth. They got healed in heaven. Does that destroy my faith? Does that weaken my faith? No, it doesn't. Because I've seen so many, many people, including my wife, Jean Gentry, heal miraculously. And so I don't understand. I must confess today that I don't understand everything about divine healing. I do believe that Jesus is our healer. I believe that Father God is Jehovah Rapha, a healing God. But I believe that some people are healed in heaven. So what do? We keep the faith concerning their healing on earth. And if they go to heaven without being healed on earth, we do not lose our faith. What does Satan want? He wants your faith. But we cannot afford, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot afford to lose our faith. Our faith and our confidence is not in healing. It is not in miracles. It is not in things that we think it is. Our faith and our trust is in Almighty God. And there will always be things in life that we do not understand. And so what do? Proverbs chapter 3 says we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. We do not lean to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we acknowledge Him, and He directs our paths. So day by day, our confidence is in Him, knowing that those things that we see with our natural eye are only temporal, but those things that we see with our spiritual eyes are eternal. So did God fail Mackenzie? Did she receive a miracle? Yes, she has. She's received a miracle. She is in heaven forever to be with the Lord, no longer in pain, no longer with those malignant tumors in her body, no longer suffering as she has been suffering for so many, many months. But she is now with the Lord, and for that we are thankful. But we also want to pray for her family, for her mother Brandy, and for the Pittman family and other members of the family. So, Father, we pray in Jesus' name for Mackenzie Horton family. And we believe, Lord, that she is living. She is alive. She's very alive, very well. She's with the Lord. And we do not understand why she was not healed on earth. We know she was healed in heaven. But we pray for those who remain. We pray for this family in Jesus' name, that you would comfort them now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. And I prophesied over her grandfather, Rocky Pittman, that many testimonies would come out of Mackenzie's life, and there would be a book written about Mackenzie's miracle. The rest of the story, subtitle, The Rest of the Story. So I believe it's going to happen. Today we continue to pray for other needs. We pray for Betty Lester, good friend of Jean and I, wife of Dr. Ron Lester, who's had heart surgery and is recovering now, Tucson, Arizona. We continue to pray for our engineer, who's recovering from cancer surgery here on BPN, Irina Kapisco. We pray for her healing. We also pray for some more of our friends, Joe Engel, Kelly Davenport, Linda Ragland, Bob Schaefer, my brother-in-law Dean Talley, Janet Nichols, Jason Couch, Pastor Doug Carter, Saeed Abedini, who's in that Iranian prison, and other people that are needing our prayers at this moment. We pray for Erica sent in a prayer request. She needs prayer for her four grown children and their spouses, that they will get their relationships restored, improved year by year. They'll love one another. And Chris wants to pray for his friend Luke Tuller, who's been diagnosed with an illness. Many people praying for Luke's recovery. And we pray for Linda's daughter's husband, and who needs ministry. And we pray for every other individual need that is here today, that is represented today. People that are listening today, you need a miracle. We pray for you now in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Thank you for being a part of BPN. We have some incredible things to say. And all this week we've been praying prophetic words. And we have a couple of prophetic words. One by Alice Criswell. And here is her word. And I trust that it will be a blessing to you as she gives her prophetic word for 2015.
Hi, I'm Alice Criswell. And the Lord's given me a prophetic word for 2015, and I'm excited to share it with you. I've written it down, I'm going to read it out for you. 2015, the year of promise. The beginning of 2015 marks the end of preparation, the end of wandering in the wilderness, and the beginning of a new season of possessing the land of your inheritance. Everything is changing. Have you not been aware of it? The transition from one existence to another. Just like the Israelites, the wilderness was a place where you simply survived to get to the next test. You fought battles in order to get by. Miracles of provision or healing were to get you through. In the wilderness, Israel was continually passing through, and the whole point of the wilderness was preparation and training. I believe that the body of Christ has been in the wilderness for a long time. You may have become discouraged as the months of patiently waiting and battling have turned into years. But I want to tell you, the season of waiting is over. Hallelujah. As this year opens up, you have an invitation to enter the promised land and possess those promises, to occupy the land of your inheritance from the Lord. The wilderness time has come to an end, and you are now poised to inherit your promises, just as the Israelites were invited by God to take the promised land. All that the Lord has been doing in your life so far has been in preparation for this day. It is time to take possession of the riches that are in Christ Jesus. All that Jesus accomplished on the cross for you and for me is ours for the taking. But a choice lies before you. Life in the promised land will be very different from how you existed in the wilderness. Church will not look the same. What worked up till now is not necessarily going to bear fruit in this next season. Mindsets and wineskins need to change. As the Israelites entered the promised land, God declared that Moses, my servant, is dead. You can read that in Joshua chapter 1, verse 2. The old style of leadership that led us through years in the wilderness is over. Leaders need to stay closely in step with the Holy Spirit at this time, as the old style of leadership is not going to be adequate to advance and occupy the territory the Lord is giving us. Don't worry that previous streams of provision are changing or drying up. The manna that has sustained you is ceasing, and you will begin to live off the fruit of the land the Lord is giving you. The Lord will teach you how to cultivate the land in this new season. New streams of revenue and blessing. No more living just to get by. The Lord desires to give you the ability to produce wealth. New creative ideas and businesses, downloads from heaven, new streams of income. This is a time for receiving strategy, a time for the apostolic mandate to be embraced, for being on the offensive, not the defensive. It's a time to advance. Keep gaining ground. Remain humble and reliant on the Lord and give generously. Be obedient to his voice and worship him. You'll find more in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Do not be like the 10 spies who declared the enemy too powerful to overcome when Moses sent them to check out the promised land. That was in Numbers 13. You can read more about that. They instilled fear in the rest of the people, and because they believed the lie, that whole generation had to die out in the wilderness. This is a crucial time you are in. Do not give fear a place in your life, but boldly proclaim the word of the Lord, and you will overcome, for the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. It is only you that can now hold you back. Yes, there are giants in the land. Giants will manifest. In fact, many are now facing the greatest opposition they've ever faced in their lives. However, it is not a time to come into agreement with the enemy, but it's time to stand your ground. Don't back down, but step out in faith and move forward as you follow the Holy Spirit's instructions. The enemy manifests when he's threatened. But take courage. It is he who's afraid, not you. This is a time for some big decisions. Make them in line with the Holy Spirit, not in line with your circumstances or your human emotions. Do not be afraid. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross into the land the Lord has promised you. The cloud of witnesses and the host of heaven are cheering you on. It is your time to extend the kingdom of God in love and power, such as you've never, ever imagined before. Like Jesus, it is time to only do what you see the Father doing in heaven and speak only what you hear the Lord speaking to you. Your spiritual senses are awakening. Encounters with the angelic realm and supernatural occurrences are increasing, and it is imperative you pay attention to heaven at this time. Just as Joshua ordered the men circling Jericho not to utter a sound until they were told to, so you are to learn to speak and declare at the right time, in accordance with the Lord's direction, and you will see strongholds of the enemy fall. Work alongside angels as you step out in faith and do exploits, miracles, signs, and wonders like never before. You are now standing in uncharted territory, new opportunities, new realms of the spirit, and new adventures open up before you. Like Joshua, you have not been this way before. The old has gone, so let it go. It's time for freedom, for liberty, no more boundaries. You have stepped off the map of the old. It is time to write a new map. The possibilities are endless. This is great. This is from Joshua chapter 5, verse 9. It says, this is the Lord speaking to you. Today, I have rolled away the shame of your slavery from you. It is a time of freedom. This is radical, and it will take a radical, liberated, fearless, and bold generation to occupy this territory. But it is glorious, so wonderful and full of liberty, love, joy, and peace. My presence shall go with you, says the Lord, and I will give you rest. That's from Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. This is a time to bear much fruit as you abide in him. The fruit is huge. The harvest is unprecedented. It has begun. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go. You go. He says, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. So this is your time. This is your day. We have just entered into the promised land. So go.
Thank you very much for that incredible prophetic word from Cindy Criswell. Excuse me, Alice Criswell. And she is from Morning Star Europe Ministries. Good word, Alice. A-L-I-S-S, Criswell. Concerning 2015. Well, you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here on the radio 24 hours a day at this time or any time, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And I'm so thankful that you're praying with me. And, of course, we're believing for 1,000 prayer leaders now. We have over 1,000 churches that are praying with us. We have over 700 cities, and now we're believing for 1,000 prayer leaders. And we want you to be a part of that. And you, if you're already leading a prayer group, would you just go to bpnradio.com and click on 1,000 prayer centers, prayer leaders. And you can register there. We'll include your name and your prayer group. If it's a public group, then we will name the location. And if it's a private group, then, of course, we will list it as private. So we want to welcome Samuel Brackeen, who has Arborn, who's leading prayer at Arborn Ministry there in Round Rock, Texas. Karen Testerman is a private location in Concord, New Hampshire. Michelle Burnside is leading a private prayer group in Madisonville, Kentucky. Malcolm Burton is leading a prayer group at School of the Holy Spirit in the Woodlands, Texas. Sonia Schimmel is leading a prayer group at Revolution Church in Port Angeles, Washington. Mary Jeter is a private location in Garland, Texas. Lisa Weber is a private location in Independence, Kansas. Jackie Thomas has a private location in Bristow, Oklahoma. Rebecca Brindle is leading prayer on Facebook in Blairsville, Georgia. Jamie Peters is leading prayer at Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida. Jim Loper has a prayer group at Cornerstone Church in Amarillo, Texas. Adolfo Pacheco is leading a prayer group at Clearview Church in Chino, California. Phil Larson has a prayer group at Hope Connection in Gainesville, Texas. Lori Wong has a private prayer group in Flemington, New Jersey. Evelyn Gastelum has a private location in Downey, California. Marilyn Parker is leading a Facebook prayer group in Putnam Valley, New York. Ron Lester has a private location, Tucson, Arizona. Kai Vaughn has a private location, Waxahachie, Texas. Georgia Peters has a prayer group at Chattoog Regional Nursing Home, Hiawassee, Georgia. Mel Rose is leading prayer on Facebook, New Orleans, Louisiana. And Anna Silverthorne is leading prayer at Crawford County Christian Center in Robinson, Illinois. Terry Dando, leading prayer at Cross Church International, Carlsbad, New Mexico. Bill Michael has a prayer group at Mountain Harvest Worship Center, Hendersonville, North Carolina. John Needler, leading prayer at Family Worship Center, Elgin, Texas. Kelly Reed has a private prayer group in Kansas City, Missouri. Tom Luther has a prayer group at Family Worship Center, Columbia, Missouri. And Jack Mooring has a prayer group at New River Fellowship in Franklin, Tennessee. Betsy Stanton has a prayer group at Calvary Cathedral, Fort Worth, Texas. And Rosemary McWilliams has a private location in Bullhead, Arizona. We find that Chuck Pelham as they is leading prayer at New Harvest Church, Clewiston, Florida. Brad Keller at Gateway Church in Bethel, Vermont. Tracy Johnson at Saskatoon Christian Center in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And Cheryl Ortiz leading a Facebook prayer group. And she's from Manford, Oklahoma, our national prayer coordinator. We also want to welcome a couple of new prayer leaders that just registered today. And we want to welcome Eric and Aaron Marte, and they're leading a prayer group at the Rock Family Worship Center in Parkersburg, West Virginia. And we also want to welcome a brand new prayer leader, and I want to welcome Carrie Greenlee, and she is leading a private prayer group in Waco, Texas. So we want to welcome these and others who are praying, other prayer leaders that are leading prayer, as we're sending out a weekly prayer list so that we can all agree together. So I trust that you're praying with us. If not, you can. Here's how you do it. You go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you register. And we'll send you a list of prayer requests every week. And then we will recognize your prayer group. And we are believing God for 1,000 prayer groups. Would you help me pray? Father, I just set myself in agreement with people that are praying. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you will speak to people all across America, different cities and nations of the world, to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, BPN 1000 prayer groups, to help us pray for a spiritual awakening. And Lord, we know that there's dangers everywhere in America. There's dangers across the land, that we must have revival. We must have another spiritual awakening in America. Lord, we pray right now. We pray right now for another spiritual awakening in our land. We pray for America. In Jesus' name. Would you help me pray? I thank you for our listeners. I thank you for those that are praying with me day by day. I just pray, Lord, as we set ourselves to seek your face, as we turn our face toward you, I know that you hear and you answer prayer. And I believe there's an army. I believe there's an army of people, Lord, that are seeking your face. I believe there is a group of people that have been called to pray. And Lord, it's time that we blow the trumpet. It's time that we sound the alarm. And the church cannot be asleep. We cannot afford to be asleep. We must be awake and knowing, Father God, that you are hearing and answering prayer. We're believing God for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. We're believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders who will lead multiplied thousands of people praying the same thing every week. And Father, we thank you for this army that's got a trumpet in their hand. They're ready to blow the trumpet, calling for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We're believing you for it. And we're going to blow the trumpet and call for another spiritual awakening.
They've got a trumpet in their hand and they're about trumpet.
Yes, I can hear them pray.
I can hear them praying. Yes, I can. People all across America, around the world, praying for another spiritual awakening in this nation. And we are so thankful and grateful to have you as a part of the prayer army here on BPN Radio on this Saturday. Thank you for listening today to your 24-hour internet prayer station. Remember, if you'd like to donate to this broadcast, you'd like to make a contribution to a worthy cause. I know there's a lot of appeals out there financially. We don't say a lot about it, but you must understand it takes lots of finances to produce a 24-hour internet broadcast. And you can sow a seed. You can make a contribution by going to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page. And you can click on the donate button, and you can use your PayPal, you can use your debit card, credit card, send us a check to Breakout Prayer Network. There's an address there. You can also make a contribution by going to letsprayamerica.com. There's a place to make a contribution there. And we are so very thankful and grateful for your contributions. And we just bless you right now. In Jesus' name. Today concludes our prophetic week as far as this week's concerned, giving different prophetic words. I gave prophetic words on Monday, and then we had other prophetic voices, and including David Wilkerson, Jonathan Kahn, and others. And we're going to conclude our week by giving a prophetic word from John Kilpatrick concerning this year. And John Kilpatrick, of course, he led the incredible revival in Brownsville, Pensacola, Florida, for 5 years. Incredible move of God with Steve Hill preaching those nights and the Holy Spirit guiding and directing. So here is John Kilpatrick, and I know that you'll be challenged by this amazing word that we know will be an encouraging word to us all. So here's John Kilpatrick.
This is a prophetic word that the Lord has given. And the Lord said that there is a new 7-year season right now. It's called a now season. It's a jubilee season that is upon you. It is time to rejoice now, for God is making your enemies his footstool. Just think of it. He's made your enemies his footstool. Literally, right now, as you hear this prophetic declaration, God is at work in your life, vindicating you. He's busy behind the scenes working on your behalf. A new 7-year period of great spiritual release is upon you. Your years of persecution and suffering for his namesake are about to pay off. This year is marking the end of a brutal season for many. At first, we did not know how to discern this or the magnitude of this new supernatural season that we're now in. But I believe that it was and is truly an awesome church-wide, go-to-the-next-level, unprecedented supernatural shift. One supernatural season has ended, and a distinctly new and better supernatural season in God has begun. Unnoticed by most, the Holy Spirit began to move around mid-January, setting off a chain reaction of spiritual events for all who have endured hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. If you have been enduring hardship, if you've been wounded, especially by friendly fire, this new season is just for you. The Lord said, I'm about to heal you completely. In a word, come on y'all, help me now. In a word, this new season, God says, is all about vindication. It's not about you exacting vengeance or getting even. Not at all. It's about vindication from God for the past 7 years as you have endured suffering as his faithful soldier. God said you are about to be rewarded. The truth is about to come out. You're about to be freed from alleged charges against you. You are going to be absolved and acquitted, and the Lord is about to announce over you not guilty. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not through. Go ahead. Hey. My God, I feel that. Woo. God said, victims are about to rejoice and your accusers are about to be silenced. You're not being paroled, you're being acquitted. Take that, devil. I believe countless believers just like you have been living through this 7-year period of great personal hardship, especially in the area of damaged or even severed personal and ministry relationships. God says all this is going to change suddenly. If you've been victimized by sinners or saints, get ready. Your day is at hand. God says specifically, you have been waiting for vindication from past injustices and betrayals and abandonments and the subsequent disillusionment it has created. Frankly, the root of the problem has been all about witchcraft. The spirit of witchcraft has decimated and dissected you, and it's finally being exposed, God says. You paid a great price for your integrity and your character and your honesty. It's cost you a great deal to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. You've even appeared to many to be the bad guy, when in fact you were actually victimized of a spiritual crime. And God said, all of it's going to change, and it's going to change suddenly. And the Lord says to you today, the days of your mourning are over, and your jubilee year has just begun. The Lord said, I have begun your vindication, and it will come swiftly. I declare prophetically that a season of great vindication and long overdue justice for you, especially if you're one of his leaders, is upon you right now. God has already begun the necessary process of vindicating you. You've suffered betrayal, false accusation, broken promises, and abandonment long enough. As a result, you've been disillusioned about the call of God on your own life, even have doubted that you were ever called. But the Lord said, be encouraged. He's not only delivering you from the results of past problems and situations and circumstances that has delayed and in some cases, some extreme cases, has actually robbed you of your destiny in God. But the Lord says to you, all will be as it was supposed to be in the beginning. There will be a big eraser, and things will be erased, and you will start new. There will be no part of your destiny delayed any longer. No part of your destiny will be denied. God said, is there anything too hard for me? Indeed, vindication is the key word, and the word now is the word from the Lord. And I hear in my spirit loud and clear for you, to all of his wonderful and wounded warriors, to all who have suffered abuse at the hands of others, the Lord would comfort you with these words. I'm vindicating you now. You're being exonerated, and you're about to experience true justice. You're about to experience promotion from the Lord that you've waited patiently for. The 7 years of explosive increase of power and gifting and authority is now yours for the taking. The promises of God in your life are about to be wonderfully and powerfully fulfilled very quickly. Now, here's the hard part of this prophetic promise, the part that you'll really need ears to hear. Often a prophecy's impact is only as powerful as the response to it. And whether or not this prophecy for the church impacts you personally depends entirely on your proper and biblical response. No doubt you will be asked by God to participate in the healing and restoration of these broken relationships, especially with other Christians. The Lord says, do it graciously. Be a participant graciously. Be humble, just as Christ would be humble. Say yes to any and all who are looking to be reconciled with you. I predict that people saved and unsaved from your past will soon visit you. They will come with olive branches in their hands looking to establish peace with you. I urge you to accept their offering and to participate enthusiastically in the peace process. Now God's part during this new 7-year period will be to vindicate you in incredible ways. And like Joseph, you are coming out of your dungeon, and you're about to experience God's great favor upon your life. It will be a true season of amazing promotion. So, welcome to a new 7-year period of jubilee in your life.
Well, I trust you enjoyed that amazing word, prophetic word for this year for John Kilpatrick. And we're so thankful for prophetic voices. And we know that every prophetic word needs to be judged by others, particularly those other prophets and apostles in the body of Christ. And we're so thankful for the prophetic words, people that are warning us concerning our future, encouraging us. And it's just amazing what one word from God can do for your life. I do want to remind you that all of our broadcasts, I believe, are now archived. Our producer, Michael Sean Bourne, has archived our broadcast, and you can go in there to bpnradio.com, listen again, the archives, and you can go to all of the broadcasts that we've had over the past 8 months, and you can select a broadcast that you would like to listen to, an interview that you would like to listen to. And so I know that this will be a blessing to you, and we appreciate Michael doing that for us. And so it's been good to have you listening in today here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And so delighted to have you as a part of this audience. Have a great day. Tomorrow's Father's Day. Trust you'll be able to spend some time with your dad. We'll be talking more about that tomorrow on Father's Day here on BPN. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.